Ready now.
Late ill kid at one y'all still holding it down, bring that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, oh yeah, we are coming with another wonderful episode of Be Survives Life, but this is a special episode. We are on the phone with someone who has probably been a large part of the fabric of hip hop. Just in general, whether from hearing music to connecting people to breaking stuff, it's crazy. And I couldn't even begin to tell you the impact he's had, but we are on with DJ Red Alert. What's up, man?
Peace, man. What's going on, my brother?
Chilling. Now, I got to give a shout out to DJ Supla. He's the one who told me, he's like, hey, I might be able to get you on an interview with DJ Red Alert. So big shout out to DJ Super, the Violated DJs, all that, because I want to get into that into a second. But
okay,
for some people, you know, there might be a lot of new school heads or whatever. They might not know who DJ Red Alert is. Who is DJ Red Alert?
Well, big up to everybody that's spending time listening. My name is DJ Red Alert. I'm one of the pioneers of the beginning era of hip-hop. I might as well say, after the forefront of Kool Herc, you know, I came along with Afrika Bambaataa, Grandmaster Flash, quite a few, Theater on them. And what I have learned to do is to emerge from the era I come from to be involved with radio, to be involved with recording, to be involved with producing and presenting new artists, they current artists now, but you know, and I still maintain to the purpose of what I'm involved with, as I still do radio myself.
Yeah, that's a very small version, but yes, it's It's crazy. We just ran down Arcatron and myself, who we do a hip hop show called Beats Vibes Life every Wednesday, and we ran down the top hip hop DJs about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we were just talking about luminaries like yourself that were either involved with connecting so many people or breaking music and just there's so many things through the walk of being a DJ, the people you meet, the people you connect, the people you break, the people you introduce us as the listener to. It's you guys kind of help us get through our lives of, I remember when this song came out. Oh, I remember this mixtape, and I remember that. You know, you guys help usher that in for us. Now, recently, we've been celebrating the Violator album, the 20th anniversary, and, all of the people that were on there, the life of Chris Lighty, all of that. And you had just a small part to do with the Violator, just the naming, the foundation, all of that. My question to you is, for people that are listening, what is Violator and how does it all come together?
Okay. The title Violators come from starting in 1986. At a club called Union Square, my first day starting off there, and they had me become as the house DJ for that place. And at that time, there was a group of people that was coming from the Bronx coming on down. Number one, we all part of the almighty universal Zulu Nation. Respect to all my fellow Zulus. So when they saw I was starting to become into my own, having my own club, as I was already on radio, a portion of them had came on down, and they were saying, Bam, send us down here. But I already read between the lines that they ain't send them down. You know, they were taking upon this. So I said, well, come on in. But at the same time, they was showing out in their own, and they was going ahead and pushing some people around, and when it came to some females, they're pushing them to the side to take over the females. I said, yo, man, y'all can't be doing this. Y'all got to stop that, man. Y'all violating. And that's how the name Violators came in place. Because you're always violating. Why are you always violating? And one thing led to another, and they kept that title. And, you know, a couple of them have pulled off, but then here come a couple more that same thing, bam, sent us down here. I said, come on in. And, you know, they all learned how to assemble and be a part of the team. And we was all together as one unit. You know, of course, we had our scuffle with, you know, we coming from up in the BX, you know, we had our scuffle with people in Brooklyn and various other places. But, you know, proud to say that, number one, they never started anything, but they always finished whatever came to them. But they still maintained their respect and their purpose of what they became. Years later, when I had the Jungle Brothers coming on board, respect to my nephew Mike G, right along with Africa and Sammy B, I needed somebody that can go ahead and, you know, role manage them. And I always saw Chris was, he was like an arrogant person, but he had a head on his shoulder. So I appointed him as become the role manager. And he learned how to, and listen, later on, he became like, considered like the fourth member of the Jungle Brothers, because he was, you know, on the stage with them at the time, but he had learned to emerge and become into his own. Before you know, he established his company and formulated Violator Management, Violator Records. So, you know, I'm proud of him for what he had brought to the table, and let everybody know that that name is not only from within the clubs or the streets, but become a value later on down the road.
All right. Now, to break this up just a little bit, you know, you are a DJ, so you go through tons of music. In general, what are a couple of things that you're listening to now, whether it's hip-hop or not? You know, is it, you know, there might be something that, I don't know, it might be blues or something you're listening to.
I always have been an open-minded person when it comes to music. You know, I grew up in the household of my grandparents. You know, my grandparents is from the West Indies, so, you know, here it is. You had a mixture of all different things from my older brother that would bring in a collection of the old soul classic Motown sound, soul, you know, with some pop music and also the Caribbean music that we were listening, you know, from my grandparents, you know, calypso, merengue, soca. So I always learned to be open-minded. And so when I started becoming into a DJ, I still had that same mindset. And also being down with Almighty Universal Zoo Nation, they had the similar idea of, you know, you don't have to be spearhead upon one certain sound. You can be open-minded to all different sounds, and I still like that to this day.
Cool. That's what's up. Now, as a DJ, you've DJed through different periods of, you know, through different periods of hip-hop, through different stages of your life. What is it like, you know, building and growing relationships and also just spinning parties and clubs? How have you changed as a DJ, and what things have been good with the change, and what things have been struggles with your change?
Well, one thing I always had learned in life itself, change. Things not going to stay the same forever. We all may see things now that we haven't seen 10, 20 years ago, but you have to adapt for what's going on. You know, we living in a viral social media world, which, you know, none of that took place, but you have to learn to accept what's coming in before you, because, you know, if you don't accept and you being stubborn about it, before you know, you left behind. You know, you become your own dinosaur, so you have to learn to adjust. And that comes to the same thing when it comes to sound. Of course, the sound of music is way different compared to what it is in the past, but you have to be open-minded, accept to whatever comes through. Now, you don't have to like everything, but you can adjustify to whatever it is that you see that can work for you.
All right, cool. Now, with DJing at the time, you know, like 1986, can you kind of explain or describe just the energy at that time? Because, you know, being someone who just looks at it, you know, like, you know, from on the outside looking in, like, oh man, it was just so amazing, you know, like all these artists were meeting each other and things like that. What was the energy like at that time? Like, were you guys, was it always like you guys knew, like, yo, this is so great, these are the great, you know, this is the great time? Or were you like still like, I don't know how this is going to work out?
You know, let's face it, in life, you don't know what's going on because you're so much into the moment of what was going on at the time, what was happening. But you kind of foresee where it was going down the road. So when I'm coming from the beginning era before there was rap, quote unquote, rap records being made, where we was just doing it in the parks and doing it in a little hole in the walls until the recording studio, and then, you know, now it's still brand new and trying to be accepted, you know, people are a little confused with it. And then, you know, it's getting to referring towards communication where some of the music within the early 80s start to, you know, be impressive, you know, and by the time it came to mid 80s, you know, now some of that with the help of various artists and groups kind of made it come into the mainstream. So, you know, when you, I'm just giving an example, like when you had a Run DMC that did various records in the mid 80s, you know, middle America is now learning to accept because they heard so much about it and didn't understand it. But now when they see and hear and feel what it is, they learning to accept it. So that's one thing I have learned to learn along, move along with the I forgot how you pronounce it, but with the emotion of what is going on within the culture and seeing how we can knock down the doors as much as we can.
Word. All right. So, two questions, kind of in the same. During all these years, what was probably the funnest or funniest moment while you were DJing or just in the mix? And what was one of the most random or crazy moments that happened, you know, through hip hop, whether it's on tour, in the radio station, at the club, whatever?
Well, man, you gonna have me try to dissect my brain for that one. Because you know, you're talking about 36 years on radio and 40 something years altogether. So it's hard for me to say, but I can always pin out that one of my fun times I remember back in 88 when I was on the Dope Sam tour with Boogie Down Production. And that was a major tour where we did 53 cities in 3 to 4 months. And it was a pleasure being, that. We had the heavy hitters on that tour. It was, besides Boogie Down Production, you had Eric B. Rakim, Dougie Fresh, Kumo D, Biz Markie, and Ice-T. And we stayed together as a unit, like I say, because we're going from city to city, you know, back and forth, and had a great time. When it comes to, like, radio, I had some great moments in radio because I had within the tri-state area of New York City. When I say tri-state area, it's connected with Jersey and Connecticut, but we always say tri-state. I had submerged to all four radio stations from 98.7 KISS FM, the Hot 97, the Power 105, and now I'm on WBLS. So, you know, I had seen so many different changes and so much different things going on. So it's hard to nail down, but I've been enjoying the ride.
Cool. And that's what an awesome ride. Now, since, you know, back to the Violator 20, you know, there were the artists that have been managed on the album, like, you know, Busta Rhymes, Q-Tip, you had Noriega, stuff like that, and you had, you know, Chris Lighty, who kind of like was spearheading, at least on the outside looking in. When it comes to the life of Chris Lighty, the legacy of Chris Lighty, what is something that stands out to you or something that you think people should definitely take home from his life, from his business practices or whatever, and kind of remember and hold, you know, as kind of like legendary status?
Well, once again, like I said earlier, Chris Lighty was the type of person that you took the title. You know, when you hear the word violators can be used in so many different forms. But he took it as, number one, it was a title of us as a group. He took that and formulated more into a business in the music industry, from management to record company and to other different avenues. And he had a vision that he foresee, and he made it work. You know, like I say, he was an arrogant person in his own, but he had a good head on his shoulder, great head on his shoulder, and that's why I appointed him as become the road manager, and look what it led up to before his death. And, you know, I'm very proud of him. You know, he took time to take a lot of people under his belt, you know, to manage them, to guide them, to involve them in so many different things and open doors to be involved with so many other things, different encounters in business. It don't have to be just music. It could be in other different forms where, you know, it was a blessing where he had 50 Cent involved with Vitamin Water, you know, where he had various artists involved with movies. He had other people involved with advertisement or investment, you know. That was his vision. You know, he was a good businessman, a good businessman, and a candid person. But the only thing I can tell you honestly, don't rub him the wrong way, because the old violator will come out of him.
That's what's up. As a DJ, there's a lot, you know, like you said, you know, you got social media now, and there's such a different integration with technology in DJing now. What's something recently that you've had to take on or learn as continuing your course as a DJ? Like, what's some new technology that you've taken on, or something new that you've changed about the way you spin, your style, you know, even because, you know, we're always learning and growing.
Well, one thing I had learned to be, once again, I always learned to be open-minded, to adapt and to accept what was the next form. So even before the technology came in, when CDJs came in place or turntables, I know a lot of my peers were very reluctant to it and did not want to accept it. But I had to upon myself to learn it, because after a while, when you was going to various places, quote-unquote clubs or different venues where you hired to play for the evening, you don't have turntables before you. You got CDJs. So, you know, what you going to do, make an excuse, or no, the show must go on. You got to deliver. And that's what I learned to adapt to it and learn it and learn how to work it. So when it came later on, then when it came to the technology, such as music on the laptop, you know, with the different software, that was the next phase. And then a lot of them were still was like, oh, I guess I said, you know what? If that's the way you think and that's the way you feel, to each his own, I'm going forth. And you still can do the same form of fashion or what you've been doing on the turntables on to the next thing. I always learn. You learn to utilize the equipment instead of the equipment utilize you. When I say utilize you, you don't depend on the equipment to help you out. You still can take your talent and perfect it to the equipment.
Yeah, that's dope. Because one thing that, you know, because I know there's some DJs that are listening, or people that might be starting, there could be, you know, because each DJ, and I interviewed a couple of Violator DJs at the Violator event in Las Vegas. And, you know, you never know when you're, you know, kind of like Stanley said about comic books, you know, every comic book is someone's first comic book. So this might be the first time someone's like, oh, well, you know, maybe I should get into this. And it's, you know, keeping that open mind about different things coming down the pipe, you know, instruments changing, technology changing. And that's what I like to hear, you know, as far as like someone who's been killing it for so long.
You don't mind me interacting with what you were just saying. Number one, I can understand that a lot of people within today's time did not live my era. You know, whatever's in front of them as when they come into this world, and that's what they're accustomed to, you know? But what I will respect, though, it goes the same thing for anything else. Anything that you get ready to get involved with, why don't you do a research? Acknowledge the history. Acknowledge, go ahead and fall back in and look back at what it took to be where it was at to where it's at right now. And you may have far more respect for what the culture is, what the art is, and what the passion is for what we do. Because, you know, same thing for saying in any form of a job. You know, remember, before computers came in place, you had to learn how to do everything by basic, you know. So until computers came in, you know, yes, it's very easy and, you know, it's faster. For example, I remember when I was DJing down in Atlanta, and I was on my computer, and, you know, I quickly was getting ready to go into a commercial, and the guy said, yo, man, just do this, just do that. I said, no, I don't want to do it. Why not, man? It's better for you. It's easier for you. I said, yeah, because that's the way you're looking at it. I don't have a problem going the way I've been doing it. If it haven't been broken for me, why should I adjust it to something different? If that's what it is for me, then I'm comfortable with it. I know what you're saying, and I respect what you're saying, but this won't work for me. So, you know, that's what it is. It's whatever's in front of them, they are accustomed to it because they didn't live what you lived through to learn how to make it happen.
Makes sense. And that's even good because no matter how old you are, like you can be, you know, 10 years old right now, you're going to get to a point where something new comes along and you're going to be like, I don't know. You're going to be like, I don't know if I want to do that. That's too new. But I got two more questions. One, since you're on here, Nerd Soul, we do hip hop and geek. So my question to you is, who is your favorite superhero or supervillain and why?
Wow, that's quite a question. Wow. Favorite superhero. Wow. I think in my time growing up, I think it was Daredevil. I used to like Daredevil. Yeah, Daredevil was my man, you know? Villains, I wasn't following villains that much, even though I know some of them have became popular, but I know for superheroes, Daredevil was my guy.
So Daredevil's the dude.
Yeah, no, because I probably was amazed by his sensitivity as a blind person and learned to, you know, utilize it the best of what it was. He was a man at that time to me. So, you know, you can learn that you can go ahead and defend and win without sight.
That's what's up. Yeah, Daredevil's that dude. Now, my last question is, you've been a DJ and you've been involved with pretty much every level of hip hop and are, in my opinion, OG, part of the fabric of the history of hip hop. You know, when people talk about, you know, it's just the oral history of bringing out people that were so instrumental. When it comes to, I guess, when you want to sit back and say, you know, this is what I want my legacy to be. What do you want your legacy of DJing or hip hop, you know, representation to be?
I would like for everybody to acknowledge me as being a true person to the culture, a true person to the music, a true person to my peers, younger, older, no matter. You know, I'm a people person. I learned to adjoin to everybody. You know, it doesn't matter at what level you are. You know, I don't care if you was at the level right sitting, you know, that you had to sit right next to the custodian to where you could sit right next to the president. I'm going to treat everybody the same way.
That's what's up. Well, I guess before we get out of here, I want to give a shout out to Arcatron. He is my co-host for this show. Unfortunately, he couldn't be here, but he is the man, producer extraordinaire. Check him out, Arcatron, Arcatron. And also a big shout out to the Violator DJs in general, but also to DJ Super, who set this up. DJ Red Alert, do you have any shout outs?
Well, I gotta say respect to the Violator DJs because I respect how they still carry the name Violators, you know, according to where their standards is at. Respect to every one of them that's under the behalf of Violator DJ. My man Super, that's my guy, you know, good dude, you know, very respectful right along with the rest of them. Respect everybody that believed in me in all the years I've been DJing. If you heard me one time, you heard me all the time, even you heard of me, but you have a sense of learning more, you can go and look me up, you know, on my social media, at Cool DJ Red Alert. That's cool with a K. You know, social media consists of Twitter, Facebook, the Gram. Also, I have a Mixcloud account where you can hear all different variations of mixes I have of the past and the present. You know, I mean, just keep it moving, man. Loving what I do. And to me, when it comes to being an entertainer, there has no age. If I could still see there's people who've been, you know, entertaining right before my eyes is open and they still on that stage, I can't keep on DJing?
That's right. Like, if, as long as you can do it, as long as the passion and the ability is there, go ahead.
Passion,
now,
the passion to me is what keeps you going, you know, because it's that part of that drive, you know.
Definitely, that's what's up. That's what's up. Now, I know you probably get asked this all the time. I know you do, but can I get a yeah from you just one time?
You know what, I'm going to tell you the God's truth, because everybody's been knowing me for that. But, you know, come on, as an older person, I don't even do that no more. So when they hear it, they hear the push button, not press.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, my voice is not the same like it used to be.
True, true. You know what I'm saying? You got to protect the voice.
Oh, yeah. So
anyone who's listening, if you want to hear that, yeah, that means y'all got to dig in them crates. Y'all got to go get some old recordings. Y'all got to go check that out. You know what I'm saying? You gotta go find them old, you know what I'm saying? Get your history on.
Right.
Word up. Well, guys, you can find me, NERDSOUL. That's right. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, all that jazz, from podcast music to them videos. But before we bounce, we want to say thank you for checking us out. Thank you for giving your man, DJ Red Alert, some time to speak his piece. Thank you so much for being on my show. Much love to the Violated DJs. And from us to you listeners, we're just saying thank you for chilling and peace.
Peace.